Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Dylan Tyer, and this is Believe in Ohio State. Welcome to another week of Believe in Ohio State Football. Great to have you back with me as always, and we've got an interesting show this week. I'm going to put it to you that way. We've got some former Buckeyes now in the National Football League. We got some of their signings to talk about, similar to what we discussed last week, but we've got some new guys in new places, some guys re-signing, and I just want to give you an update on all that. Spring football has also begun on campus at The Ohio State University, so we've got some news and notes surrounding that. There was also an incident with the law on campus at Ohio State as it relates to Ohio State football, so that's something we've got to cover. And I also want to spend a lot of time this week talking about the running back room at Ohio State, because I think we might be overlooking the competition in that room. You know, Master Teague is the man incumbent in the running back room at Ohio State, but is it his job going into the season? Could there be other names that pop up? Is there anybody in that room that we may be overlooking? I think so. So I want to talk about that a lot on this episode a little bit later on. But before we get to anything, I've got to tell you about our friends over at BetOnline, because BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. March Madness is upon us, and BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and the odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And with that in mind, let me just tell you, I am so upset about Ohio State basketball already being bounced from the tournament. I mean, we're already on to the Sweet 16. Ohio State was out a while ago. They got bounced round one by Oral Roberts, the 2 seed losing to the 15 seed. You know, I had talked about it with a buddy of mine beforehand. It wasn't out of the realm of possibility for Ohio State to lose that game. That's just the way the Buckeyes have played this season. They were so up and down. I know they were up at the end, but they were still squandering leads and making games tight at the end of the season. It was no different in that game against Oral Roberts. It came right down to the wire. Of course, going to overtime in that game as well, but man, I expected more from my Ohio State Buckeyes. I really, really did. I thought they were going to show us a little bit more. I think a lot of other people did. Obviously, other people did. They were the 2 seed, for God's sake. But Ohio State simply could not get it done. But credit to Oral Roberts. I think they've got some players on that team. They're the real deal. They didn't just upset Ohio State. They went on to the next round and upset Florida as well. Now Oral Roberts is on to the Sweet 16, so big congratulations to them. But nonetheless, a very, very disappointing end to the season for Ohio State basketball, busting a lot of people's brackets. They're not the only team busting brackets, by the way. This has been a wild, crazy, unexpected, however you want to say it. It's been a strange March Madness, but I am here for it. I have enjoyed the NCAA tournament so far. But yeah. This is a football podcast, so why don't we talk about some football? I just wanted to share my thoughts and air a grievance there with Ohio State basketball, because I know I had talked about it a little bit last week, and I assume everybody listening to this has some general interest in Ohio State, given that it is Believe in Ohio State Football. So if you're caring at all about Ohio State football, I'm sure you're caring about Ohio State basketball to some extent as well. So there's room for some basketball talk, but let's get to football and let's start off with Buckeyes in the NFL. Since we talked last week, some more former Buckeyes signing new contracts in the National Football League. Let's start off in Las Vegas. I was going to say let's start off in Oakland, but they're the Las Vegas Raiders now, for goodness sake. The Raiders re-signed defensive tackle Jonathan Hankins to a one-year deal, so congratulations there to Hankins. He's bounced around a little bit the past couple of seasons. He, of course, had that big three-year contract a couple of seasons ago that he signed with the Giants, but since then, it's been a little bit more difficult to find a long-term deal, but he's back with the Raiders. He should help on that defensive line, so congrats there to Jonathan Hankins re-signing a one-year contract in Las Vegas. Talking about a punter now, the Houston Texans signed former Eagles punter Cameron Johnston to a three-year, $8 million deal. Of course, everybody remembers him, the fantastic Australian punter for Ohio State a couple of seasons ago, the guy that was at the helm of the punting operations for Ohio State prior to Drew Chrisman. And you may be thinking to yourself, why are the Eagles letting Cameron Johnston go? He's been really, really good for them. Yeah, he has. In fact, he's arguably the best punter the Eagles have ever had if you look at some of the numbers alone. I mean, he's led them in so many categories. He's set franchise records in so many categories. In my mind, he's one of the better punters in the National Football League. So why do the Eagles let him go? Well, he was a cap casualty. They're up against the cap there in Philadelphia. They need space at probably more pressing positions. I'm comfortable in saying that. They'll go with a young punter, a rookie punter that's really, really cheap. But three-year, $8 million deal, that's some nice money for Cameron Johnston in Houston. So he's moving on. Congratulations to him. Now, former Dolphins and Raiders linebacker Raekwon McMillan has signed a one-year deal with the New England Patriots, so that's some new news, another new team for Raekwon McMillan, who I don't like to see Raekwon bouncing around. He was traded last offseason. I mean, let's start off with this. He's a former second-round pick by the Dolphins, and the Dolphins have already given up on him. They traded him last season to the Raiders. He was kind of a reserve, a spot linebacker in Las Vegas. He wasn't going to fit there. He wasn't sticking. I just don't like him bouncing around like this, but what I do like is him going to New England. Because, well, let's put it this way. Bill Belichick likes Ohio State players. He has a good connection to Urban Meyer. He vets all of these signings, these players, these options through Urban Meyer, and that's how he makes his decisions when it comes to Ohio State players. So if you view Raekwon McMillan as a bit of a reclamation project right now, I think this is a really, really good situation for him in New England. He's going to have a chance to start there. It's going to be a much improved New England team, New England defense this season. In my eyes, I like a lot of the signings. They've done a lot to add to that defense. And Bill Belichick, he's motivated. And I think he is expecting to get a lot out of Raekwon McMillan. I really, really like this deal because I just think it'll put McMillan in a good defense, a good place, in a good place for him to succeed. I think he is going to really revive things and be a big piece of that defense at linebacker for the Patriots. So I like this deal for Raekwon McMillan, a one-year prove-it deal in New England, and I fully expect this to see, or I fully expect to see this result in an extension or a deal somewhere else for big money for Raekwon McMillan. I just really like this signing. I like the fit, and I think he's going to succeed with Bill Belichick in New England. Now, another guy that's a bit of a reclamation project and not nearly in the same breath as Raekwon McMillan. I mean, McMillan is barely a reclamation project in my eyes, but this guy really is. That's Eli Apple. He's the former 10th overall pick back in 2016. Talk about bouncing around. This guy has been around the block. I mean, he's been with the Saints. He started with the Giants. He was with the Panthers last season. Now he's with the Cincinnati Bengals. He signed just a couple of days ago down in Cincinnati. So back in Ohio, maybe this Ohio air will benefit Eli Apple because this guy has struggled as a National Football League player. I want to see him succeed. I don't root for anybody to fail. I want to see all former Buckeyes succeed. So I really, really hope this works out for Eli Apple in Cincinnati, but it's been a tough go of it for him in the NFL so far. So let's hope that everything works out for the Bengals, everything works out for Eli Apple, and this contract is mutually beneficial. The last thing I want to talk about here, Curtis Samuel. Curtis Samuel getting some big, big money, and I love to see that because Curtis Samuel is one of my all-time favorite Ohio State Buckeyes. He's leaving the Carolina Panthers, reuniting with his former head coach, Ron Rivera, now in Washington. He joins those Washington football Buckeyes. I mean, they've got so many Ohio State players on that team now in prominent roles. It's a three-year, $34 million deal for Curtis Samuel, so that's a lot of money right there. He's going to be a big piece of that offense, teaming up with Terry McLaurin, just like when they were back at Ohio State. And I really like this deal for Washington. It adds a dynamic threat to that offense. Curtis Samuel had over 200 yards rushing the ball last year. He had his best season as a receiver in the NFL so far, 77 catches for over 800 yards. So I really like this deal for both sides. I think it's going to work out. Watch out for Washington next season. I think they've got a shot. They've got Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. You'd obviously like a little bit more at QB, I think. But the pieces are there. Terry McLaurin has proven himself to be a very good wide receiver in the NFL. Curtis Samuel is going to be a really, really nice complement, whether it's catching the ball, running the ball, however they want to use him. I just really like this deal and like this fit. I think Curtis Samuel is, he's really going to come onto the scene, I think, in that offense in Washington. And for the Panthers, I mean, that's a major loss in my eyes. That's a dynamic athlete. I know you've got Christian McCaffrey there, and he was out a lot last season, so maybe that boosted what Samuel did, but they drafted those two guys together a round apart. Curtis Samuel was the second round pick, and Christian McCaffrey was the first round pick, I believe, in the same season. And when that happened, I was like, man, they're going to be really dynamic on offense. They've got two guys that essentially do the same thing, and both were the best at it in college football that season. But it didn't necessarily work out that way for Curtis Samuel. He struggled with injury the first two seasons. He's been really durable the last two seasons, so knock on wood that that continues. But kind of a head-scratcher for me. Carolina letting him walk. I assume the money was just too much for them, and it was too good to say no for Curtis Samuel in Washington. But like I said, I really, really like this deal for both sides in Washington. And Curtis Samuel is still just 24 years old. I mean, think about that. He's been in the NFL for four seasons already. He's still just 24 years old. He is a young man. He's got a lot of football left to play. So I am just a real fan of this. And I'm a fan of what Washington's putting together going forward. It's no surprise. I mean, I've told you guys a million times, I'm a Chicago Bears fan, or maybe I should say I was a Chicago Bears fan, because I have no idea what they're doing right now. They frustrated me. I don't even know if I'm going to watch the Bears next season. I'm so mad with the Bears. But Washington is a team I would be interested in watching. You know, if I'm not watching the Bears, I might watch Washington, because they've got a lot of Buckeyes there that interest me. And I just like what they're building. I like what they're building a lot. Plus, there's the Bears connection with Ron Rivera. You know, he played for the Bears. He was the Bears defensive coordinator. So there's that too. But nonetheless, like I said, I am a big fan of Curtis Samuel in Washington. So that's going to do it for Buckeyes in the NFL this week. And before we get to what's going on at Ohio State, I want to take a brief moment to talk about our newest sponsor, eBay. Whether it's rare dead stock or the latest release, you can find the exact shoe you're looking for at eBay. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair that you've been eyeing. And with eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators. A team of experienced sneaker authenticators verify the box, the logo, stitching, dozens of other inspection points too. And each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity, and it also protects sellers with a verified return process. And for sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 and up, making it free, yes, free, to sell or flip your collection. So go to ebay.com/sneakers today. eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. So make sure to head to eBay, check out some shoes there. I've been checking out golf shoes on eBay, some sneakers, some Jordans on eBay. I'm a big shoe guy. I'm a sneakerhead, believe it or not. So eBay is a place that I'm very familiar with. I've purchased shoes there my entire life. So make sure to go check that out. They've got some really great things going on now with eBay. I mean, that whole thing about being a seller, free to sell your collection on shoes $100 and up, that's great right there. That's a lot of value. So make sure to go check out eBay. But now I've got something kind of negative to talk about this week on Believe in Ohio State. As I mentioned at the top of the show, there were some legal issues on campus at The Ohio State University in relation to the Ohio State football program. And I thought about whether or not I was going to harp on this a lot during this episode, but I think I'm just going to tell you the facts and leave it at that. You can make your own judgment because, you know, it's a tough situation for this young man. Ohio State safety Marcus Hooker, the younger brother of former All-American Malik Hooker. Marcus Hooker, who started at times last season for Ohio State, so this isn't just a guy coming off the bench. This is a guy that's important to this team. He was charged with an OVI. That's operating a vehicle while intoxicated, and has been suspended indefinitely by the Ohio State football program. Now, this isn't the first offense for Hooker either. It's his second offense. He was charged with a DUI back in 2018. So, like I said, it's a tough situation. Will this be the end of the Ohio State football career of Marcus Hooker? It remains to be seen. I don't know. We're gonna figure out what's gonna happen here, I'm sure, in the coming weeks, if not weeks, the next couple of months, but it's a tough situation. And all I'm going to say, like I said, thought about whether or not I was going to harp on this. I could really go off on Marcus Hooker because this is frustrating and it's dumb. But all I'm going to say is you've got to be smarter than that. You've got to be smarter than that. One DUI is bad enough. Second, with the OVI, that's bad. You got to be smarter than that, especially when you've been granted the opportunity to play football at a school like Ohio State, where if you're a starter at Ohio State, your path to the NFL is pretty much there. Your path to setting up your family and making money is pretty much there. So you've got to be smarter than that. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Now let's talk about some spring football at Ohio State. The freshmen, the newbies on campus, they got their new numbers ahead of spring practice. And you might be thinking, oh, I don't care about anybody's numbers. Well, think about it. Would you care about what number Chase Young was going to be when he got to campus? Do you want to know what jersey you're going to have to get somewhere off of the depths of the internet? Well, if your answer is, yeah, I probably would have cared about that, well, here you go. I'm going to tell you guys of note who you may be interested in. First off, let's start with a couple of wide receivers. Emeka Egbuka, he's going to wear number 12, and you may be thinking, well, who's Emeka Egbuka? He's the number one overall wide receiver recruit in this year's class, so he's going to be the real deal. He's the wide receiver that everybody's going to want to know about at Ohio State this season, and he's going to be wearing number 12. So when you see number 12 out there on the field at the spring game and you say, man, who the heck is that guy? He's making catches all over the place. Well, now you're going to know, yeah, that's expected. He's the number one overall wide receiver this year. That's Emeka Egbuka. The other guy I want to talk about, Marvin Harrison Jr., the son of course, Marvin Harrison. He's going to be wearing number 18 at Ohio State. Now let's move on to the quarterback, Kyle McCord. I'm sure everybody's interested about Kyle McCord because, hey, he has a chance to start this season as a true freshman. Number two overall quarterback recruit in this year's class. He's got a chance. He's a five-star, and he's going to be wearing number 14. So Kyle McCord in number 14 in the Scarlet and Gray. And then running back Travion Henderson, who's the number one overall running back recruit this year, he's going to be wearing number 32. That's in honor of his grandfather, who wore number 32, when he was a football player. So Travion Henderson, the top running back in this year's class, will be wearing number 32. Now, the last guy I want to mention, defensive end Jack Sawyer. According to some outlets, Sawyer is the number one overall recruit this year. Some say he's the number one overall defensive end. Others have him as the number two or number three defensive end. Regardless, this guy is the top recruit at Ohio State this season. The defensive end is going to be wearing number 33. And I like that one. I like number 33 for a defensive end. Kind of a throwback there, a lower number for the defensive end. And I hope we see number 33 in the backfield a lot sooner rather than later. But that's going to do it for the numbers. I just, like I said, wanted to give you some numbers of note, some new Buckeye numbers going forward. Also, some more news ahead of the start of spring practice. Ryan Day said that this year's projected starting center, Harry Miller, of course, Miller started at guard for the Buckeyes last season, but with the departure of Josh Myers, with the departure of Wyatt Davis, Harry Miller is expected to move to center this season. Ryan Day said that he's dealing with an injury and will likely be a non-contact participant, for potentially the entire spring. So just a note there on Harry Miller, who obviously has a very bright future at Ohio State, another former big-time recruit for the Buckeyes that was a starter as a sophomore last season. So Harry Miller, at least maybe a little bit delayed development there in his career as a center at Ohio State, dealing with an injury right now. But it's time to get to what I wanted to talk about most on this week of Believe in Ohio State Football, and that's the running back room at Ohio State. Now that spring practice has officially begun at Ohio State, there are a lot of things to think about. We've got the quarterback battle. We've got different guys that are going to step up at wide receiver, some changes on the offensive line. Of course, we've got a bunch to change on the defense, whether it's the scheme, whether it's the personnel. There's a lot to talk about on defense. But something that I feel has been overlooked is the running back room at Ohio State. You've only got one guy back who has any sort of significant playing time, and that's Master Teague. Master Teague is the only guy back that's really seen the field at Ohio State. But we've got a lot of guys to talk about, and a lot of guys with credentials to talk about. It's Teague, Marcus Crowley, Steel Chambers, Mayan Williams, Travion Henderson, and Evan Pryor. And frankly, all of those guys are good enough to play. We've seen all of them play besides Travion Henderson and Evan Pryor, but I'm going to get to those guys in a moment. They're each big-time recruits. And this is a position battle that I don't think people are talking about enough. And it's one that I think could frankly surprise a lot of people. I think some guys are going to be given some opportunities this season that we're not expecting. Let's start off with Master Teague. Master Teague, obviously, he's the incumbent at Ohio State. He's the guy that everybody who thinks this isn't a battle will say, yeah, it's Master Teague's job. Nobody's going to take his job from him. He was the starting running back to start last season. He got hurt. Trey Sermon took over. And that was that. It's going to be Master Teague's job this season. Well, yeah, that's easy to assume. And I'm going to assume that, yes, starting off the spring, this is Master Teague's job. But I don't think he's going to be the bell cow for Ohio State this season. At best, I think it's going to be a split backfield at Ohio State this season. I do not see Master Teague getting 100%, 90%, 80% of the carries this season. I think it's going to be closer to a 50-50 split, a 60-40 split. Who that is with, that is what we've got to talk about, because I'm not completely sure who it's going to be. I have who I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be Travion Henderson. I think that, but it could be some other guys. And it really could be this guy that I'm going to talk about next, because this is the guy that's the wild card for me. I think this is the guy that everybody forgets about, and that's Marcus Crowley. He's the former Gatorade Player of the Year as a high school football player in Florida. Three years ago now, 2018. Marcus Crowley, he came in the same class as Steel Chambers just a couple seasons ago, and he actually seemed to have the upper hand on Chambers as a true freshman with 237 yards and 2 touchdowns in 7 games as a true freshman, but he tore his ACL and that ended his season. You remember when that happened? He had a long rehab process last year, but he did see some carries in the national championship game against Alabama. So now that he's back, ready to go, he said that he's 100%. He feels faster. He's cutting better. Could it be this guy in Master Teague? Could it just be this guy? Could it be this guy in Travion Henderson? I mean, I really don't know. Marcus Crowley showed a lot as a true freshman, but then he got hurt. And if you say, hey, what about Steel Chambers? Well, Chambers got more touches with Crowley out most of last season, but his career numbers are still just shy of what Crowley did as a true freshman. So while you may think to yourself, hey, Chambers got some looks as a freshman, he got more looks than Crowley did as a sophomore, not necessarily true, because what Marcus Crowley did as a freshman is still more significant than what Steel Chambers has done in his first two seasons combined. So is Steel Chambers the guy who kind of gets lost in all this shuffle? And that's what's so tough about this running back room at Ohio State, because Chambers is really good. I've liked him a lot when he's run the ball at Ohio State. He was another big-time recruit, but that's just the nature of the beast in this football program. So that's already three running backs that we've talked about. Master Teague, Marcus Crowley, Steel Chambers. All of those guys, frankly, could get looks this season. Then you've got Mayan Williams. He was forced into action as a true freshman last year due to some injuries to Master Teague, to Trey Sermon. And in my eyes, he even may have surpassed Chambers on the depth chart as a true freshman last year. If you're unfamiliar with Mayan Williams, let me give you a visual. You might remember him a little bit better. He's the 5'8", 230-pound bowling ball who ran over Clemson's defense in the college football playoff. You remember those three carries? He looked really, really good in that game. And he played in the two games prior to that as well and looked really, really good. Got some action against Michigan State and Northwestern. This is another guy that could be a change of pace back for Ohio State. I know Master Teague is a big, big back. He's a bowling ball himself, but 5'8", 230, this guy is tough to bring down. He runs over people. So, I mean, Mayan Williams, this is another guy that could get some looks at Ohio State. But who I really wanted to talk about this week, and I've already mentioned his name a couple of times, is Travion Henderson. He's who I really have my eyes on. I've heard some rumblings. This guy could start right away. I don't think he's going to take over the backfield right away. Could he split carries right away? Yes, I think he absolutely could. And you know why? This guy is the number one overall running back in the recruiting class this year. He is that good. Yes, he is the number one. It's not like he's the number five, you know, the number 20. Ohio State's had those guys come in before. You know, Marcus Crowley, Steel Chambers, they got time as true freshmen. They weren't the number one overall running back in their class. This guy is a five-star. He is the real deal. He's got size already. He's got size enough to be a college running back, 5'10", 210 pounds. And by all accounts, he is as good as he's billed. The one thing I will say about Travion Henderson that may set him back is he hasn't played football in over a year. His fall season was canceled as a senior in high school. So is that going to hurt him at all in spring football? Will it end up hurting him in the fall? You know, it might be a little bit slower, might take a little bit longer for him to get, you know, back into football shape, back feeling comfortable running the football in an offense. I mean, that's just speculation by me. I really don't know. And it's also speculation with me saying that he could start right away at Ohio State. But that's what I've heard. I'm just telling you what I've heard. And I don't want you to be surprised if the spring game comes around and this guy is getting a ton of carries. I want you to be ready for that. And, you know, I'm going to be ready for that. I'm really, really interested for the spring game, because on top of all those battles that I mentioned earlier, the quarterback battle, the defensive battles, I think there's more than meets the eye with this running back competition. I think there's some good talent there. And I've talked about Travion Henderson. What about Pryor? I mean, Pryor is a guy that has a lot to do as well. Evan Pryor is one of the top running back recruits in the country this year as well. I talked about Henderson being the number one overall running back. Well, Evan Pryor is the number two overall all-purpose back. So he's a receiver out of the backfield. He can run the football. So this guy is another one that could contribute. I mean, am I overlooking Pryor the way that some people are overlooking Marcus Crowley? Maybe I am. I expect him to get the normal Ohio State freshman running back treatment, where maybe he gets some action, you know, in garbage time of blowouts. But could he surprise? I really don't know. I think this spring is going to tell us a lot. I think this competition, I think the best way to put it is I think this competition is more wide open than we think. I think, you know, Master Teague has the upper hand because he's got the experience and he's been here. I don't expect him to get buried on the depth chart. He's going to play. Obviously, he's going to play. But who is going to step up out of these other five guys and be that second option for Ohio State? Will they even run with a third option, a fourth option? We'll see. There's a lot of weapons and I think a lot of different skill sets in this backfield for Ohio State. So I think they've got a lot of options, and I'm really eager to see how they all play out and how they all stack up and how this depth chart lines up. First off, starting with the spring game next month, and then going into the fall this season. I'm really, really eager. I don't want to forget about Pryor. I just started talking about him. Like Travion Henderson, Pryor's got good size too. He's 5'10", 197 pounds. So, I mean, that's size that can play right away. But like Travion Henderson, he didn't have a senior season, so he hasn't played football in over a year. So will that hurt him? Just like I talked about Henderson, will that hurt Evan Pryor? Will he take time to adjust? That all remains to be seen. That's the thing that we're kind of unsure of right now, because the media is not allowed to be at these spring practices. At best, we can see video and hear what these guys are saying in press conferences. But we're still early on in spring football as well. So let's see how it all plays out. Our first real indicator is that spring game next month. I'm so excited for that because, like I talked about, we've got the quarterback battle. What's going to happen on the offensive line? What's going to happen on defense? What's going to happen in the wide receiver room? But I'm really, really eager to see what happens at running back because, you know, while I've said all of this about Master Teague, about Travion Henderson, you know, Marcus Crowley, what if some of these guys are just more dynamic? What if Travion Henderson is the best option for Ohio State at running back and they say, hey, you know, Master, we're sorry, but this is the guy that makes us the best? That could really happen. That could happen. And you can't forget about injury as well. I don't want to wish or hope for injury on anybody, but that's just the reality of playing running back at any level of football. I mean, we saw different Ohio State running backs go down last season. Master Teague went down. Then we saw Trey Sermon go down early in the national championship game. Different guys are going to be asked to step up. So that could open up doors for different people. That could present some opportunity. So don't forget about that either. But, you know, we all have to start somewhere. Injury could happen. I mean, that happened to Master Teague last year. He tore his Achilles in spring football. Because the season was delayed, he was able to rehab in time and be ready to go from the jump. But that happens too. But, you know, the starting point is spring football. Everybody's healthy right now. Let's hope everybody stays healthy in the lead up to that spring game. And then we'll see how it stacks up from there. But I wanted to talk about the running back competition this week just because I feel like that's something that's been overlooked. And obviously, we're going to spend the next few weeks, the next few months, talking about probably the more pressing competitions at Ohio State as it relates to the quarterback room, as it relates to the defense, that sort of thing. But this week, it's all about the running backs, and that's that. We're done this week on Believe in Ohio State Football. That's it. As always, I've got to thank our sponsors at betonline.ag. Make sure to get your picks in for March Madness at betonline.ag. Also, a big thank you to our sponsors over at eBay. And as always, a big thank you for joining me this week on Believe in Ohio State Football.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.